From the time there were enough Europeans in North America to want the Indians' lands, a steady process of acquisition by fair and foul means, mostly foul and sometimes downright nasty, marked the dealings of the United States toward the first inhabitants. By the time Alaska was acquired in 1867, it would be nice to say the brutality of shunting Indians off into land no one else wanted was recognized and regretted. However, that was not true. Alaska's weather isolation and lack of economic opportunities for any except the Alaska Commercial Company, a monopoly that took over from the Russian-American Company, meant few whites were interested. By the time fishing and gold brought sizable numbers of outsiders to the territory, the Thlinkets of southeastern Alaska, who had dwelt with Europeans for over 100 years, soon saw the wisdom of forming an organization to deal with the latest interlopers on favorable terms. The history of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and its most prominent, if flawed, representative William Paul is told in great detail. In fact, all the permutations of the federal policies toward Alaskan natives are given in formidably well-researched detail. These varied from the early use of force to recommending reservations to assimilation. Sadly, by 1959, when statehood was finally achieved, recognition of a proud people with a rich heritage that should be preserved was not yet the norm. Originally published in 1997, this book has become the classic text on federal and territorial relations with Alaska Natives. The University of Alaska Press is to be congratulated for bringing this back to the public.